This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 10th of August, 1960. The title of this lecture is Regimen 1. This lecture is 36 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
What's this, the 10th? 10th of August, AD 10. First St. Hill ACC. You are studying the rudiments. You're studying the rudiments. Give me a bulletin on the rudiments. Now, where you have Regimen 1, we'll take up Regimen 1. There's a broad bulletin on this. All right. I'm going to take up Regimen 1 with you. Now, for the moment, you can skip Part A. You have to know that because it's a fast assessment, but you can skip Part A of Regimen 1. Why? Yes. You have had a tremendous amount of assistance in assessment. You're supposed to know how to do all that assessment, and you're going to be studying assessment when you get real clever along about the fifth week. But right now, your main interest comes under the heading of pre-sessioning and model session. And the only thing we're being critical of in any way is that you follow the remaining steps of Regimen 1. Now, you can get your knuckles wrapped for not following the remaining steps of Regimen 1. But this week, we're not going to be critical about your adherence to pattern on the pre-sessioning and model session. Not going to be critical. We're setting you up here and showing you several demonstrations of these. And by looking at these demonstrations, you can get so you fit this in. Now, most everybody here is very good in an auditing check. Pretty good. Not good enough, but pretty good. I say that because I don't want you to get all thumbs or something like that during a session. You, after all, are auditing. Now, you are auditing for blood. There's been no part of this course so far devoted in any way, shape, or form to dummy sessions by you. Well, now that gets off to a very good start. All the auditing you do is real. You're being given in this unit no background whatsoever of dummy runs. You won't get on to dummy runs to amount to anything until you get on to learning how to assess. And then it won't be dummy runs, because you can turn around and assess almost anybody for almost anything. You can. I found the laws of assessment, and these are apparently very precise. And they're very easy to state, and you can grasp them very readily. It's only a body of knowledge which should occupy a book about the size of book one. Now, you'll be very happy that I boiled it down to this small, concise edition. I just got through writing HCOB. Haven't completed it all yet. Of August 11, which has to do with the laws of assessment and so forth. And I'm afraid that when it finally gets out to its various destinations and so forth, there's going to be a lot of people that read the laws of assessment. They're going to say, oh, yes. Oh, of course. Well, gee whiz, that's very simple. There's nothing much to that. And then turn around to a PC and lay an ostrich egg. You know? It's probably going to happen this way. On the other hand, I put it out, no matter how briefly or concisely, because there are a few Sharpies, you see, that'll pick it up and they'll say, aha, at last we know why an E-meter registers the way it does, aha. And that's what we're trying to do with a PC. Mm-hmm. And turn right around and assess somebody, hit the assessment right on the button, and bang, the case rolls. All right. Now, what are you trying to do with a case? And that is precisely what I'm going to talk to you about here for the next few minutes. What are you trying to do with a case? Look pretty? Entertain it? Of course, that's too sarcastic even to be real to you. But the truth of the matter is that it can be stated now precisely and exactly what you're trying to do with a case. You're trying to move the whole case up the tone scale. By increasing the case's reality on upper scale terminals. Although this really belongs in the province of assessing, it also should be known to you a bit in the province of running, just in auditing. The terminal which has been assessed is only faintly tolerable by the PC. It's just faintly tolerable. It is real enough for the PC to know that it is there, but it's just a little too forceful for him to say, oh, well, there's a skunk. You know? Well, there's a skunk. What do you know? Yeah, there's a skunk. And he goes on walking by. And if you had him on an E-meter at that moment, he wouldn't even flicker. He says, there's a skunk. No, that one we're not auditing. Now, just above this on the tone scale, you would have other terminals which were less tolerable. So, PC's walking by. Here's a man-eating tiger just released from a zoo or the jungle. And he looks over and he sees this man-eating tiger, and let me tell you, he doesn't say, well, there's a man-eating tiger, what do you know? Right on the contrary, he says, there's a man-eating tiger. That's the terminal you're running. Now, actually, it's a little overcut than that. Just a little bit higher than that. It's a Bushmaster snake or something of the sort, don't you see? It is capable of springing at throat height. And if he sees this Bushmaster snake, he might say to himself, well, there's a shadow over in that side of the yard. Snakes don't exist, and bushmasters do not occur in this climate. And even though the bushmaster bit him, he would probably go on saying, it was an arrow. He's got no reality on the terminal. That terminal, E-meter-wise, would produce a rise. The man-eating tiger would produce a fall. The skunk would produce a no reaction on the meter. Got it? Now, you can equate your E-meter dips as you're auditing somebody on this basis. But when it's falling, right, it's a matter of he's just encountered something that is, well, you just tolerate the idea that it's there, but that's all. That's false. Or has suddenly changed his opinion about its tolerability, you see? and it has become suddenly tolerable enough so that it only slightly frightens him. It became real enough to slightly frighten the PC. Up to that time, he hardly knew it was there. And you get a fall. When you're running on a no reaction, no change of tone arm, and so forth, you're auditing, for the moment, what would be flat for that class of terminals. Now, for any PC, you could rack up a list of terminals against the tone scale. Take the tone scale from 40 to minus 8. There would be a class of terminals which fitted for any given PC exactly against this tone scale, all the way. One class for each level. One type for each level. Now, for the whole human race, or for all thetans in the universe, there is probably a standard tone scale terminal position relationship. All terminals are supposed to belong at various positions on the tone scale. And the higher a person is on the tone scale, the more of these he can confront. And the lower he is on the tone scale, the less of these he can confront. But there's a peculiarity on the lower end of the scale. And this peculiarity is this. His confrontingness is very poor on the upper sides of the scale. So his confrontingness is very poor already. And he sees something which he not only can confront, but has to attack. He's got an obsession with some point, some weak point. So relatively, this is the weak end of the scale. He attacks. Now, he always, apparently, will outflow against a terminal he considers too weak and flinch from a terminal that he considers forceful, but barely tolerable. And has no real recognition, but does flinch from, terminals above that level. A rising needle is started by the beginning of an effort to confront a terminal that's too forceful. And after he started to confront it, his idea of the flow that should come from this terminal has already begun, and after that you get a rising needle. He's still running on this same terminal. It's just a little too high. Now, oddly enough, this isn't true of all the terminals above. This is true of only a certain band above. So here's the PC's position on the tone scale. Let us say that it's 2.0. Parallel with 2.0, we have, let us say, a woman. Below 2.0, we have, let us say, a special class of woman. Some kind or another. A weaker class of woman, perhaps. Maybe a nurse. Or something specialized. But it's slightly below this level. Maybe that compares to his 1.5. Now at 2.5, well, we have a family. Now as we're running this, the PC finds it very comfortable to be around a woman but not at all comfortable to be around nurses because one has to attack them. See? They're prey or something of this sort. And above that level, we say family and we get, phew. Oh. Now we could run family and the PC would make a gain. He'd go upscale. Why? Because his ability to confront a family and tolerate a family and tolerate the inflow he receives from a family puts family into the category of being comfortable. So as soon as family becomes comfortable, we'll find the PC at 2.5. Bored, of course, but comfortable. You see how this would work out now? And nearly all the terminals here are incipient rise terminals. They are assessed within a razor's edge of a rise. Now, nearly all of you putting your PC on the meter for the first time have noticed that it perhaps you noticed, perhaps you didn't. But the second you started talking about this terminal, you might or might not have triggered a rise. But you get a little bit of a rise, and then you talk about the terminal, and you get a slight fall. And you should be getting a rise, fall, rise, fall, rise, fall. If the terminal was precisely and exactly assessed, this is exactly what would happen when you began to audit them. You get a rise, fall. And if you were to ask an auditing question, think of helping a family, and then just not ask another question, it might either fall or rise. He either can't quite confront it, you see, or he finds it barely tolerable, but he has to flinch, don't you see? It's a little flinch. Or it's unconfrontable, or it's confrontable, or it's unconfrontable, or it's confrontable, don't you see? So that question by question, as you ask the auditing question, you'll get rises. Maybe for 15, 20 questions, you just get rise, 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 rise. DC's tone arm goes up, 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 and he finally lands at about 6. And then all of a sudden, he seems to shift his position somehow or another. And you ask just one more of the same question. And you get, fall, 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 fall. It goes clear down to 2. PC's a male, ought to stop at 3. It doesn't. Well, it might even go to 1.5 on the tone arm. It might fall all the way down. But I don't think you'll find too much of that in this unit. You'll find this out in the public, but you won't find it in this unit. We find it amongst HGC PCs, but we haven't got any mindless objects in this unit. I'm very glad of that. Thank you very much. They are not now difficult to us. They're just a slow game. Now, what we want, the perfect assessed terminal, if you were running that, will move up the line, put the PC on the upper position. Now a whole new class of terminals will be beyond tolerance. Because they're just... See, he's gone up high enough to realize that he'd better run like hell. You see? That's how high he's gone. But he has a brand new class of things that he should run like. The astonishing, astonishing thing of nobody looking at the atom bomb. Nobody paying any attention to atomic disarmament. Everybody yawning and skipping and so on. Actually, the more it's appeared in the papers, the more yak there's been about it, the more rundown there's been on it, the more yip, 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 you know, and so forth, the more familiar they're getting with this thing called an atom bomb. They aren't familiar with what it does, but they're familiar with a set of words, atom bomb, and they begin to realize that's not so good. But originally, very shortly after the first couple were fired, the public at large sat in theaters, newsreels, so on. And they just sat there, pictures of exploding mushroom plants. If you'd had E-meters on them all, they wouldn't even have quivered, they wouldn't have risen. Nothing would have happened. he would have said, well, these people sure are calm.
Oh, no, they're not calm at all. They're just totally below confront. They don't confront it at all. They've just been confronted with a bushmaster snake, and bushmaster snakes don't live in England, and that's it. Can't be one there. Doesn't exist. There's maybe a shadow against the sun, don't you see? But that's it. That's all. It's not dangerous. Nothing. Even you two would even be very curious about it. Doesn't exist. Well, the newspapers and publicity, radio, TV, and so forth, have gradually brought home to the public the existence of this thing. And now you say A-bomb, and you possibly, in some percentage of the public, would get a rise. At first, only one or two people in a theater would do this. They would get up with their eyes slightly covered and hidden and walk up the aisle and out when they saw a picture of an A-bomb on the screen. See that? There were only a couple of people in the whole ready audience that had enough sense to flinch. The rest of them just sat there like a flock of sheep, you know. Sheep look up the runway in the slaughterhouse where the black ram, you know, takes them up the ramp and delivers them over to the guy that knocks them in the head, and they just look at the black ram, and he's real, but they walk up the ramp after the black ram, and nothing's real about that. There's nothing real anyplace, and they just go ahead and get slaughtered, and that's it. Get the idea? Well, now you could consider auditing the continuous publicizing of the terminal. Now, if you have the terminal, which needs publicizing, that falls into that category of produces a rise, produces a fall, okay, that this, for that PC, then running it familiarizes the PC with it and turns up a whole new flock of pictures in the bank. And he never knew he had anything about or could mark up, couldn't. Oh, where'd all these pictures come from? Oh, what do you know? Oh, he could have mocked them up all the time, but even if he'd mocked them up, he wouldn't have seen them or even noticed there was a picture there to be seen. So if your PC is not getting a change of tone arm during auditing, you're not processing the right terminal. That's all there is to be said about it. Where you sit right now. If you're not getting a shift of tone arm that is pretty rapid. Oh, it runs at least three tones up or down in an hour. If you don't get that kind of shift, that'd be a lousy terminal, by the way. Slightly improperly assessed. I know I've got the bulk of you, but here and there, why, you might have slipped one. You know, PC talked to me and felt brave. You know, while they were talking to me, they felt very brave. So they said, well, wolves, wolves, it's auditing by you that tells the story. Now, if you're not getting that kind of a shift of tone arm while running help on the terminal assessed, so forth, you better yell for Papa, and we will reassess this. At least we'll check it. Remember, it has to be a rapid change, which you'd say a rapid change, the minimum rapid change would be about three tones plus or minus an hour. I know anybody thinks that's a rapid change. That's not a rapid change for help processes or for the terminals you're auditing. Your change should be far better than that. Up, down, back, forth, up, down. Now the needle pattern should be looser, 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 wider, wider, stiff, 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 stuck. Looser, 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 wider, 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 stiff, 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 stuck, 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 creak. Little
wisp of smoke come out of the e-meter, you see. It stuck so hard. Now, that's the kind of behavior that your meter ought to be doing if you're running the right terminal and your PC's coming up fine. Now, oddly enough, the mechanics of help are such that helping any terminal improves all help on the bank. So you see, you're improving the whole tone scale at the same time. But this means essentially that as you move somebody upscale, they've got new realities coming in on them. These are expressed as cognitions. And these new realities coming in on them, if proper, if the proper terminal being properly run, these new realities will keep shifting their position up. And this terminal will eventually go null, which is merely to say comfortable. It's too comfortable to be viewed with any reaction on the e-meter. Now, it can be flattened after that because the process consists of flattening, unflattening, flattening, unflattening. In other words, better stated, a flat needle is one that doesn't unflatten. So you'd say it becomes null, not null, null, not null. Much better terminology. Null, loose, floppy. You say, how do you feel about helping clams, you know? Nothing happens, you know. It's null on the subject of clams. Now, it can become not null. You audit five more commands, and it goes through this thing. A whole new chain of incidents concerning this particular terminal moves in on the case. And you say, how do you feel about clams? You get wham, or you get rise, or clams, oh no, you know. And a little while later, why, clams, so what? Now, the period between action and no action becomes much more rapid. It'll run something like the order of a couple of days of processing, big action. And then you get a no reaction for 15 minutes of auditing or something. There's no real reaction on the meter at all. And then it goes lots of reaction for the next auditing section, don't you think? Then it starts folding up about every 15, 20 minutes. You got a flatten and an unflatten. Eventually, you get it to this point. Don't you see what I mean? And finally, the flat periods, or the null periods, to be more precise, the null periods are much longer than the reacting periods. So you just plow away at it. And finally, the null periods just simply are all the periods there are on that terminal. Now, when you can't get the thing to unflatten, that is, when you can't get it to become not null again, when you can't get the meter to react for a session or so, you're really now wasting auditing time. Because it's a null terminal. You're running a null terminal. A person can confront it perfectly. Now, this is also expressed in com lag of the PC. So that you'll have a totally unreal terminal. Yeah. Atom bombs. You know, something like that. How could you help an atom bomb? Oh, I could trim its ears. How could an atom bomb help you? Well, it could fry me some eggs. Just pow, 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 pow. Always the same interval. Also, the sense of it is for the birds. But it's always the same interval, you know. Ta-da, 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 ta-da. We noticed this years and years ago. The terminal was unreal to the PC, and the PC could just go on answering questions about the terminal happily, cheerfully, hadn't a clue what you were talking about. Did nothing for the PC. Neither did it change the tone arm. Neither did it change the needle pattern. Neither did it change the comm lag, you know? Well, your comm lags ought to run something on this order. Long, short, short, long, short, short, short. Long, 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 short, short. Long. Got the idea? Ragged. Except they will get more and more even the more you audit that particular terminal. Now, there is such a thing as a standard lag per case. And I hope none of you have a case that has a standard answer lag of 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes they give you an answer. If you do, and that is not changing, once more, the terminal is not properly assessed. So this person is just evenly answering just every few minutes, and you're not getting any change much on the tonar, you're not getting any real change on the needle, and so forth. Assessment's wrong. We've got to downgrade this assessment, or change or alter the assessment. Something happened here. Something flipped. This is the time to find out. Not later. This is the time to find out. You want to change these things before they get too many hours of run on them. Simply as an economy of time for no other major. Now, I won't bother to tell you too much about assessment since this is a long subject. But you should have just this right down pat. That the PC is running something which he almost cannot, but almost can, tolerate in all of its phases. It's borderline. It's above him on the tone scale as to what he can tolerate. And he is therefore graduating upstairs toward being able to tolerate it. And this is expressed on the E meter as a continuing shifting tone arm and a looser or stickier needle and a varying period of communication lag in his answers. You got it? Now, if you have any PC that is doping off or consistently doping off or doping off too much and doesn't come out of it or doesn't recover from this, why, you shoo him back to me for an assessment. Okay? Because I can give you a terminal that will knock off the dope off on that particular case. Pretty easy to do without getting too adjectivial. Those are the things which I want you to look for now in auditing. And I think you're sailing right along. I think you're doing fine. I'm quite impressed, by the way, with the condition of cases in this particular unit. I really had to laugh at the staff. I had a good laugh at their expense. They said, something is wrong with these new meters. Something's wrong with these new meters. They don't register like the old ones did. Now, of course, an auditor's always nervous when he gets a brand new meter in his hands because he hasn't learned its characteristics yet. And a meter, no matter if they're assembly line made, they're all the same. If you want to notice a change of reaction on a meter, well, you have to set your meter out of sensitivity and just leave it there. Don't keep shifting at sensitivity. And then you can see the change, you see, on the needle pattern. But they couldn't get the new meters, which must have been changed, they couldn't get the new meters to react tight enough or slightly enough. The needles were all floppy and they were moving all around. We checked them out on each other. Of course, they're all near clear, so the needles flop. You know? And they were very happy when they found some of you were sticking them. With one exception, which had a fantastically high tone arm, why most of the cases present are in pretty good shape. And you're in a good position to make a good run to clear. I'm very cheerful about that. Now, you'll improve that position markedly. You'll improve it markedly if you pay attention to what I just told you and make sure to catch early a no reaction on an E-meter, a no change of comm lag, okay? PC's comm lag just isn't changing. You catch that early, and the other one is dope off. The PC is just passing out. And you can't audit them for a long time, and then they just pass out and so forth. I can reassess and do something about that. So you report these points to your instructors, okay? And I don't say that your PC will be instantly and immediately assessed, because I'll keep an eye on it. We'll get an eye kept on it and switch it off. Now, you can go back now to using E-meters. Use all the E-meters you want to now, okay? And you'll see about what your PC is or was doing. All right? I think you're in a wonderful position to take a roll forward to clear. I cut the bottom out of any alibi that we have, of course, in. Some of you don't get clear. I don't see why they shouldn't I don't know anybody present that shouldn't. Naturally, except you. Okay, thank you very much.